Administering drugs to a hospital patient used to be so analog. Brandy Crow says up until 20 or so years ago, she and other nurses counted drops or made calculations by hand to determine the correct rate and amount of IV fluid and medications. These days, so-called smart pumps determine the dosages of everything from antibiotics and pain meds to chemotherapy drugs.
They're wireless. They're on the hospital wireless network. You don't think about anybody really breaching that. Why would they want to get into a medical device?
Crow, who's also an analyst with Dallas-based healthcare research company MD Byline, says hospitals are starting to realize the potential danger of smart infusion pumps.
You're worried about, you know, someone going in and getting out a patient's medical history or personal health information. You can get financial information. You can get all kinds of things through that. And so whether it's malicious or not malicious, I mean, you open yourself up for considerable risk.
At more high-tech hospitals, pharmacists are actually prescribing and setting up pumps remotely. The risk of a hack has caught the attention of the Food and Drug Administration. Earlier this summer, for the first time, the FDA warned caregivers to stop using a specific infusion pump because of its vulnerability to hacking.
Receiving an unprecedented warning by the FDA tonight.
A certain type of pump that delivers medication directly into patients' bloodstreams.
At the same time, wirelessly connected pumps can save lives. Dan Pettis is vice president of information technology with medical device company CareFusion. He says orders for infusion pumps can be very complex.
A connected system gives somebody remotely the ability to view what's happening at the patient's bedside. Could be very valuable for a pharmacist to check the order or a nurse. And that raises the bar on the efficiency and safety for infusion devices.
And it's true, smart pumps can make it safer for patients. A 2004 Vanderbilt study found CareFusion's pumps helped prevent errors with the blood clot drug heparin. Jay Radcliffe, a hacker and type 1 diabetic, knows the benefits and the dangers of medical devices firsthand. 4 years ago, he hacked his own insulin pump and was able to write a program to turn it on and off, even change the therapy settings.
The battle is that the technology moves a lot faster than the regulatory agencies do. So they're a little bit behind on making sure that these internet-enabled computers that are hooked up to people, delivering them medicine, taking care of them, are safe to be on the internet.
Radcliffe, who now works for cybersecurity company Rapid7, says many hospitals still use pumps that are 10 years old, which he compares to using a Windows 95 computer for financial transactions. That's where Marty Edwards comes in. He's director of the, get ready for it,
director of the Industrial Control Systems Cyber Emergency Response Team inside the National Coordinating
Center.
Yes,
it's a governmental organization. Basically, under the Department of Homeland Security, Edwards' team works with device makers to clean up cyber vulnerabilities in implantable devices and infusion pumps.
You know, this embedded area, these small Internet of Things types of devices, which I believe these medical devices certainly fit into, they seem to be lagging behind. They need to work towards fixing that.
He says there has been progress. Device makers are increasingly working with hackers like Jay Radcliffe rather than against them to identify and fix flaws. Occasionally, what they find is a weak password. Seriously, Radcliffe says hospitals sometimes buy infusion pumps off the shelf and stick with the default password. Still, he's not overly concerned.
There's risk in everything we do. If I'm in a hospital and I'm in a life-threatening situation and I need to be hooked up to a medical device, the risks of me dying far outweigh any minor risk of an attack that could occur from a cybersecurity issue.
As medical devices learn to talk to each other, Radcliffe says it's important we do too. Patients, hackers, and hospitals also have to be connected to stay ahead of new threats. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.